Blog Talk
Radio.
Kelly. Today is October 5th, 2017. The low shoe or the flying star number for today is the number two star. The number two star is the illness star. So we know, this is part of our topic today, we know that the opposite is healing. And so this is the illness star in the middle. And that's what the name is. And there's the opposite sitting right there, a chance for healing. And that is in the center. This is an important star. It's not an easy star. It might be one of the most important stars, this healing star. This is an important day, this full moon day. There's an animal today. The animal today is the ox. And the element today is wood. And this is feng shui, and every single day, there's a different animal. There are 12 animals, and it just goes around the compass clock. And every single month is a new animal month with an element as well. And every single year does the same thing. It does that 12 animal compass tick-tock clock. Walk. And it just, you would know the next animal that is the next day. You would know the next year, which animal is the next year. They are in order. They go in order. And the feng shui flying stars, which is the low shoe, also fly in a certain order. And it's set up, remember, like the tic-tac-toe board, with the center number being the most important number. And every time that center number is the number, if you're going to learn these flying stars, like, for instance, when the two is in the center today, where all the other flying stars fall, where all those other nine numbers fall, well, actually, the other eight numbers fall, that is the configuration and the compass direction every single time that number two comes into the center. So it is a dance, and it is more regulated than it might appear. And there's special times that happen where the only thing that would happen differently is it would reverse, and they would go in a different direction rather than clockwise. And that happens on the solstices, and also sometimes on moon days, the low shoe, the flying stars, will all of a sudden not go in order. But even when that happens, the animals always do. The animals still go in order. They never hop around like that. And so these flying stars come with this vibration. Each of these nine flying stars have a vibration. And and it has a home vibration, and you can just think of it that way. The home vibration that it is and it has, it brings to the sector where it flies to, and then it interacts with that compass sector. And that compass sector has two things, a home element and a home flying star itself, right? And so that is stable. That always stays there. And even though the flying flies to a different sector, that doesn't mean that that vibration or element leaves the home sector ever. It never does. And this is the Bagua. And that's the eight-sided feng shui compass. And that is a really fun compass to get to know because it involves not only the elements, the five elements and their locations. It involves things like family members, whether you are an eldest son or a middle daughter, things like that. It involves body parts and sometimes organs, things. And of course, it involves the astro, the stars. And so when the feng shui consultation comes in, if you want a consultation, you can contact pathfinder1111@gmail.com. When you get a consultation, that's why we also send you your Western astrological chart, which is real important information, although I do not claim to be an astrologer at all. I love studying the study of astrology, and I know how important it is, and it's really fun to line up your Bagua, your personal Bagua, with your astrology, and it's the both, right? It's the Eastern and the Western world, and those are seen these days in opposition, and we're going to talk about our topic right now, which part of the topic is higher power. So we're going to talk about higher power, and this is part of our feng shui fit tip for today, because having your higher power during a fitness journey that is a high level is of utmost importance, and it is not a higher power that anyone can name for you, and it is not a higher power that anyone can tell you about. You will understand from the outside. It is from the inside. Your higher power lives in the inside, and it is the inner thoughts and voice of you, and it is the highest thoughts and voices of yourself. And yourself comprises of more than just you alone. There is a committee going on, because there are lots of parts of yourself, right? There are parts of yourself that are really the go-getting part of yourself. That's the cheerleading part. There's the parts of yourself that is the seeker part, and there are the parts of yourself that is the more quiet, reflective part that is not dynamic at all. There are so many parts of yourself, and they all sit around at this table. And this is your committee. And your committee is led by who? It's your highest self is actually going to be the doer. You are the doer right now in your body from the committee. Yes, you can listen to the committee, even the parts of it that some people might think are crazy or nuts. They have a seat there at the table too. Do they get to decide? No. Do they have a seat? Can they have a voice? Yes, absolutely. And to ignore the shadow and to ignore the other and to ignore the opposite is to ignore wisdom. So we are going to want wisdom in our journey and in our fitness journey. If it's going to be a high level, this must be there. This is why you see so many high-level athletes thanking God and, or you know, whatever God is to them. You may hear them thank Jesus. yay. You may hear them drop and thank Allah. You may hear all kinds of thankings of God from high level athletes. There's a good reason for this. And this is because this is their foundation, and this is because this is where their highest thoughts are done from. They are dynamic doers, right? These athletes, these high level athletes. So this is a feng shui fit tip. If you want to be high level, then your higher power is super important. It is not one thing. So we do not want to be dualistic about our higher power, where there's just a higher power and then something else that's called bad. So this is the wisdom when we evolve. So as like in feng shui, we do not look across the compass and call the other bad. We learn. And if we don't agree, it's still okay. We can still be friends and we can learn more. And that's the way of feng shui. It is change, and there is wisdom in change. In fact, there has to be. Yes, so let's talk more about this higher power.
Aloha. Thank you, Michiko. Welcome to Aloha Healers Network. We have in the studio today a little four-legged puppy named Luna. She's a little fluff ball, and we're glad she's joined us here. The squirrels outside aren't quite as happy, but they get their pairs anyway. So today, we're working on, once again, heal thyself. Get to know your higher power. And this is one of the foundations of health, is a heart connection, a mind connection, a spirit connection, and a body connection to our higher power, our understanding of our connection to our higher power is a source of strength, literally. It says we want to be really, really close to God, to Creator, to Spirit, because this is life. We want to be connected to the source of life, just like a direct connection to the source of life, so that we can truly unfold and be our full potential self. It is a cooperation. It is a synergy. It is a commensalist symbiosis, in that our unity with the earth, our unity with the sky, our unity with the spirit of life, awakens and enlivens at least two-thirds of who we are, okay? So we're more than just a body. We're more than just a set of chemicals. We're more than just these amazing brain cells throughout our body, working and moving things. We're more than our family. We're more than our community. Each one of us have been made and evolved and grown into being a temple of Creator, a temple of love, a temple of sacred spirit. And this is the ultimate, the Maha Bekenze, the ultimate level of heal thyself, get to know your higher power. Now, oftentimes, the term higher power comes to us through AA, NA, CODA, and other addiction recovery or abuse recovery or just general obsession recovery. Like, what about food obsession? Okay. What about fame obsession? What about beauty obsession? What about control obsession? All of these obsessions, each of which can completely rule our life. But we want our life to be ruled by that committee that Brenda Michiko was talking about. And that is the inner cooperation of ourselves, okay, which is our self, but how many billion cells are in each of our bodies, and all of these cells communicating together as one is self. Okay, so this is one way to look at it. So indeed, our self-consciousness, our awareness of the different parts of ourself, is how we come to know our integration with Creator. In other words, we have to be self-aware in order to know how to reach out and connect. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about higher power. Now, typically throughout Earth time and history, a lot of our personal connections to higher power has been through our community and our local spirituality, religion, mysticism, and how that is defined as a worldview. How do my people view the universe? And this is often found in the creation stories, and these are also ethic stories and morality stories, as well as basic understandings of the universe stories. And so this is a place where we can look culturally to see what a group of people is doing in their connection to Creator. Nowadays, in a much more pluralistic world, there's a lot more room for self-discovery. Now, there have been times and periods in history where, of course, people would go off and meditate and pray and discover many, many things directly. They would discover it directly and in cooperation with one another. And this is why we had the hermits and the mystics and the people that would go off to pray and whatnot, and we see this across the different religions, that oftentimes the illuminator, the one who comes and discovers and then illuminates the folks and then the environment around them, have gone through a fasting and self-seeking journey. They've gone through an inner journey, and they've discovered that source of life. They've turned on that source of life inside them, and then they've embraced the great light of Creator flowing throughout them as inspiration, as health, as the ability even to heal others physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and to see beyond just the physical, to see into the realm of emotions, to see into the realm of ideas and archetypes and how to connect things so that apparently miraculous occurrences bless our world and the people. And all this is done through connection with our higher power. This is the strength of our life, our connection with our higher power, and then how we ground it in our life with Mother Earth. Okay, so I took a degree from Southern Methodist there in Dallas, and I did anthropology that focused in medical anthropology, and I did religion studies that focused largely my personal quest was this. In the time that I grew up in Texas and in other parts of the country, there was an extreme religious bigotry, and it was a serious oppression about belief systems. You had the Church of Christ arguing with the Church of God in Christ, arguing with the Baptist, arguing with this group and that group and that group over just small things. It looked like churches have split because of, should we use an organ or a piano? Are we allowed to raise our hands? Are we allowed to hug? Are we allowed to stand? Are we allowed to kneel? Are we allowed to sing? Are we allowed to hop? Can we have a guitar playing the music? All these things have broken up churches, and that's not even getting into the doctrinal things. And this is the point. One of the reasons why I took the education that I did is to help people reconnect with their higher power. Okay, so oftentimes family and religion and family politics and family values can get in the way of our connection to our own higher power. And so in order to help people to be fully healthy, let us support each of us being connected in our personal understanding with God. So this religious oppression, which shows up all over the world, I mean, not even the Buddhists are immune to this, because you go over to like Burma area, Myanmar area, the Buddhists are terrorize the Muslims, which is, you know, perhaps anyway, it's even on a state level where you can't say something that against the Buddha. I mean, we've seen this. The Muslims, many of the Muslims have in their stuff, you can't say anything about Allah. You know, and this type of religious bigotry that goes on. And many of us in America have experienced this within our families. You know, it's often said that the Jews are competing with the Catholics to see who can put on the most shame, who can shame and blame the best. Well, when it comes down to the shame and the blame, and the Baptists are pretty good about it and different ones, many of us have gone through religious shaming. And when we experience this, it tends to want to drive a wedge between us and our connection to our higher power. So we actually have to clean those things out of our emotions. Whenever we have a religious persecution that has shut down our access to light, we have to be liberated. We have to choose liberation from this in order to regain, to instill, and to brighten our light and to shine like that light on the hill. We're not going to put a basket on that light. We're going to shine that light from the hill, and this takes bravery. Whenever any of us shines very brightly, our spiritual, our mental, our heart light, it attracts attention. It attracts a certain attention from people around us who actually are yearning for that light. And so when you are brightening yourself in your connection, in your heart connection to your higher power, know that you're going to have to learn to relate to your environment in a different way. Because as you brighten, it's going to be brightening the lives of those around you. Heal thyself. Get to know your higher power. Our higher power literally is the source of life, and one doorway for direct connect to God is through our heart of hearts, which is our thymus. One connection is the center of our mind, where the pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus, and other specialized antenna and organelles are there. And for our physical body, the center of our movement is just about at our belly button, which then connects in a type of reproductive and vital energy circuit that works with our reproductive system as well as our sacral and then cranial sacral systems. And so, in other words, our tailbone is an anchor of sacred physicality. And then our heart of heart is the throne room of Creator, and the center of our mind is the doorway to the masters, to the saints, to the sacred ancestors. And right now I want to put a shout out to all of our relatives who some of our relatives have passed recently, including some of our favorite singers, and but many of our personal relatives are going to the other side at this time. And it's kind of the time of year when that can occur. Come up on certain doorways once we're in the dark side of the year, meaning that we have less light each day than we did before the fall equinox. And I'm just really feeling in any way that a lot of our real special relatives are going to be going to the other side. So shout out and blessing to Sherwin Zephyr. Shout out and blessing to Dory's dad. Shout out and blessing to my grandma Charlotte. Shout out and blessing to Tom Petty. And there are others. Connect with your higher power, and then you understand the great love in the universes that holds all beings, whether they have a body, whether they're going to have a body, whether they're done having a body, or perhaps they live in a completely other kind of existence. And so in connecting with our higher power, we get to surrender. We don't have to be in control. In fact, we learn that in order to overcome our challenges, we must turn over the difficulties and turn over the burdens that are too heavy for us, turn over the situations that are too complex to the universe, to Creator, to Mother Earth, and to the great love of existence, which holds, gives life, solves all things, and gives us a great big hug.
Mahalo, Pathfinder, and great big hugs to all of you from us. Thank you so much for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network from around the globe and beyond, past the full moon at least. We close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Pink day do I da ku te ki ka wa nin ching te do de han pi ku de e cha nu we lo I
Aloha.